This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A new survey has come out saying that California is number 4 in the country on how expensive it is to raise a child.
Whoa, what's above us?
Massachusetts, number 1.
Huh.
Total monthly costs in Massachusetts to raise a child, $1,521.
Ooh.
Followed by Hawaii, Washington, D.C., California at $1,349 per month to raise a child.
I don't know how to factor like my monthly costs on my kids.
What do you mean?
I don't know how to figure that out because we all eat the food.
Well, great question. Like, here are some of the factors they looked at, actually. They looked at the difference in cost between renting a typical one-bedroom and two-bedroom apartment, the average cost of daycare, average cost of baby apparel, diapers and wipes, average additional food costs, the average cost of adding a dependent to workplace health insurance and federal tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
These were all of the qualifications that they all put together to look to see what state was most expensive to raise a child.
So wait a second. So $1,300, we'll round it. $1,300. I'm guessing that's per kid.
To raise a baby. Yes.
A child.
Right.
So that's $1,300. I've got two. So that's $2,600 for me. Katie's got three.
Yeah.
So that's almost $4,000 a month.
Now here's the thing. I don't have three babies. I have one baby, quote unquote.
They get cheaper the older they get.
All right, so intern Kevin is one of these people that is dying to have a child. Intern Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
So knowing that it's going to cost you about $1,300 a month in the state of California to raise a child, do you still want to have a child?
Yes, I'm ready to spend $26,000 because I want two.
No, $2,600.
$2,600.
I mean, I know that you've got this round number now of 1300, but I would like to know, like, the things that you need to buy and pay for a baby.
Great point.
How much do you think those things cost?
Yeah. Probably like $1,000 total. A crib is like $400.
Okay.
The little toy thing that puts them to sleep above the crib, that's like $50. Baby protectant around the house, probably like $500. And then baby food, baby diapers,
that
baby
leaves you
wipes.
$50 left.
How much do you think diapers are?
Like $30 for a 20-pack. Is that right?
That's
but if
close.
I want to go Pampers, like the expensive brand, is Pampers expensive?
I don't know.
Ones that have extra cushion.
How often do you think you need to buy diapers?
I would probably change them 3 times a day.
Oh no!
What is more?
Oh no!
Do you pee 3 times a day only?
No, like 1 or 2, depending on how much water intake I do.
Okay, but you definitely pee more than that.
If you have a baby that's like a month old, you're changing their diaper like 10 to 14 times a day.
10 times?
Yeah, they pee all the time.
How many times do you have to go to the bathroom?
They go to the bathroom 10 to 14 times a day.
Well, I'll say diaper can be used twice.
Okay, they don't understand you. They just think daddy, mommy's mad because they won't know what you are because of the perm.
They're going to pee in a wet diaper.
Okay.
Okay, wow.
Well, that's called child abuse.
Save money there.
CPS.
Okay.
Now, what about health insurance? Your kid's going to need a pediatrician.
I can get over-the-counter medicine.
Okay, none of that over-the-counter medicine can be used on, like, a baby.
Okay, fine. How much is it for a pediatrician?
I mean, you have to add these kids to your insurance.
I don't think you've thought this through.
I don't think so either.
I'll handle it when I get there.
How much do you think child care is for a newborn?
$50 a day.
I spend $700 a month for my
$700?
And that's for preschool. The smaller they are, the more expensive it costs.
What happened to free education?
Well, that not for preschool. For preschool, I pay $250 a week.
They don't have to go to preschool then. They'll just skip to kindergarten.
Who's going
to
watch them?
My mom, my nanny.
They Your nanny.
You have a nanny?
I could hire a nanny. How much is a nanny? $150?
Okay, so I have a morning nanny.
How much she cost?
$575 a month.
$575? She better be cleaning the house, too?
And
no, she just makes sure the kids don't die.
She's only there for 2.5 hours a day.
Okay, I don't need a nanny. They can watch themselves. Oh, my. $750?
Well, that's just for the preschool.
Oh, my goodness.
So basically what we're saying is you're
so
not...
So be independent when I have my own kids so it just... doesn't cost much.
Yeah.
You're financially not ready to have a kid.
I am ready. I'm emotionally ready.
Well, that's not true.
That is not the same thing.
These kids can start raising themselves by the age of 3. They're I-N-D-E-P-E-N-T-E-T. That's right.
He's trying to spell independent.
Oh. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.